Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be given at the time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Fabio Tayar of Indústrias Romy. Please go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Romy's conference call to discuss the first quarter 2011 earnings results. I'd like to mention that this conference call is being webcast live. The link is on the website www.romy.com in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Livaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Sérgio Roberto Novo, Chief Financial Officer, and Luiz Cassiano Rosolen, Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's first quarter 2011 results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question-and-answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Livaldo.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being with us today, this time for the announcement of the first quarter of 2011 earnings results. In previous events, we caught your attention to two important facts that we believe to be important in the understanding of our company economical financial analysis. The first one refers to the setting up of the world economic crisis in the fourth quarter of 2008 and the following anti-cyclical economic initiatives that the Brazilian government took to recover the economy and the market. These measures were took within the year of 2009, triggering the recovery of the activity in 2010. For Romy, this means we reached in 2010 almost the same level of revenue we had in 2008, which was the highest level of revenue we have achieved so far. The second fact that we believe to be important refers to the behavior of the market in 2010, in which these anti-cyclical economic initiatives the Brazilian government took were gradually softened. We report in our last call, the one referring to the fourth quarter of 2010 earnings results, that the order entry in that quarter was weak comparatively to the previous quarters, indicating that the earnings results we are reporting today would be of moderate performance as we have published. We believe that the current behavior of our market demonstrates the recovery of the regular annual seasonality that we used to observe previously to the 2008 crisis, in which the first quarters present moderate business activity. Second quarters present the highest business activity of the year, being followed closely by the third quarter and fourth quarter, not as relevant as the second and the third, but higher than the first. At present, considering all the volatility we observe in the economy, with inflation increasing and prediction for a shrinkage of the pace of the GDP growth, we continue to believe that our guidance for 2011, released in last October 2010, is still feasible, and that the range we considered back then reflects the volatility context we are facing these days. Now I turn this call to Mr. Cassiano.
Thank you, Livaldo. Hello, everyone. I would like to move to the slide number three, where we have the highlights. I think the main highlight for the quarter relates to the order entry, the new orders that we received during this quarter. We had almost 179 million reais in new orders, which it is 23.4% higher than last quarter and 13.1% higher than the first quarter of 2010. This order entry helped us to recompose the backlog. We closed the quarter with a backlog of 180 million reais. As Livaldo already said, in terms of net operating revenue, we have a reduction of 4.4% when compared with the first quarter of 2010. The main reason for that it is the backlog in the first quarter of 2010, which was lower due to the low new orders in that quarter. When we look by division, we see that the foundry had a strong growth compared with the first quarter of 2010. Also, the foundry posted a strong order entry, mainly due to new orders for the wind power industry. If we look at the margins that we report this quarter, the impact in the margins were due to the lower level of revenue, which make us to not dilute the fixed costs as well as not dilute the operating expenses, which reflected in the gross margin and the EBITDA margin. If we move to the slide number 4, here we have some macroeconomic indexes. We can see that the strong growth that we had in the beginning of 2010, or even the good growth that we have in the quarters of 2008, except the fourth quarter, they are not more longer in the market. The gross fixed capital formation keep going down in the fourth quarter of 2010, and we hope the companies start to invest again, and we start to need capacity for be able to supply with our equipment, with our machines. The same thing we can see in the industrial GDP and in the normal GDP also. If you look at the industry confidence indicator, reflects exactly what's happening with the gross fixed capital formation, and also the confidence of the industry is a little lower during this quarter. Moving to slide number 5, here we can see that the capacity utilization is still in a good level, which is good because if the country starts to need capacity, probably most of the industries are running in the capacity, and this means that they will need more capacity, and as a consequence, we will be able to supply machines if we start to see a growth in the country more strongly over the next quarters. Looking for the slide number 6, there's not big changes in the sectors that we sell. Job shops, which are our customers that make or supply parts to many sectors, they still very strong in the first quarter of 2011. If we move to page number 7, slide number 7, here we have the breakdown for the plastic processing machines. Packaging, still our main sector, not big changes in the other sectors. In the slide number 8, here we can see the beginning of the recovery of the sector, which we call here electricity generation, and this is in fact the wind power energy, where we supply some heavy parts made in iron casting, and we hope through this year, with the order entries that we already have in our book, we be able to increase the sector, and the sector becomes more relevant in the year of 2011. looking at the slide number 9, we can see that the machine tools participation in the revenue declined to 61.6%. In the first quarter of 2011, this number was over 70%. This is also one of the reasons for the consolidated margin, gross margin and operating margin be down, because this is our more profitable business unit. We see the recovery in participation of the casting business, and we see plastic process machine flat. Moving to slide number 10, the for gain markets, we have see Europe gain representative in our sales outside Brazil, and we also can see an increase in U.S. dollars of sales in the first quarter of 2011 when compared with the first quarter of 2010. Of course, the base, which was the first quarter of 2010, is very low, but we can see at least some recovery coming from abroad, mainly in our case from Europe, because it is nowadays our more important market. In terms of order entry, in this slide number 11, I already highlighted the growth, and the growth in the foundry were the most significant growth, 73% compared with prior first quarter 2010, and 178% compared with fourth quarter. And the main reason for that, as I said, it is the orders that we received for the wind power energy. In the slide number 12, we have here the cost breakdown. We have some increase in imported material, but if we look all the items in the materials that are related to currency, we also can see some increase. And the main reason for that, we are looking for sourcing and alternatives to be competitive, and sometimes we need to bring more material from abroad in order to be competitive and have a better margin. Moving to the slide 13, here we can see the decrease in the gross margin. As I said, the main reason is the not dilution of fixed costs. But we also have another reason, that due to the strong currency that we are facing now, we have been giving more discount and reducing our price list, and this impacted the gross margin this quarter. As a consequence of lower sales and the impact in the gross margin due to the discount, we also have a weaker operating margin as well as EBITDA margin this quarter and net profit. If we jump now directly to the slide 15, here we have the business unit results. I think the rough and machine casting, which is the foundry, performs better this quarter. I'm confident that this division now is generating cash. We have positive EBITDA of 3% in this quarter. The main reason for the gross margin, the EBIT margin, and consequently the EBIT margin be negative, it is depreciation. The depreciation in this division is very strong now compared with the first quarter of 2010. Because our new foundry now is working fully, and we have been depreciating fully every month. In the slide number 16, our net debt is 36.8 million reais. It turned this quarter, and the main reason for that, it is that we have used most of this money in the working capital, in the inventory. And we hope by the year when we start to deliver more strong machines, we see some reduction in inventory and recovery in our cash position. The slide number 17 is merely informative, is our performance against the Bovespa from the last 2 years. And now I would like to open the section of questions and answers, and we'll be more than happy to eliminate any doubts that you may have. Thank you.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star two. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Our first question comes from Ms. Renata Faber with Itaú BBA.
Hi, good morning, Cassiano. Good morning, Divaldo. I have two questions. The first one related to the plastic injection molding machine segment. When we look to the negative operating margin from this segment, I was wondering if there was any non-recurrent costs or expense related to Home Italia, or if the fact that sales to Europe increased during the quarter had a negative impact on margins. But in other words, I'd like you to talk about margins for the plastic injection molding machine segment and the perspectives for margins on this business.
Related to this business unit, we see a growth in revenue in Home Italia. This quarter is almost 45% growth, if I'm not wrong, but the margins there is still negative and still impacting this division. If we took out the Home Italia from that, we are talking about more or less 1,400,000 reais of a negative EBIT operating margin. Then we still with a positive margin in Brazil, not so good because the competition in this specific business unit, it is more strong. Most of the plastic injection molding machines that we face competition now in Brazil comes from China. But if we do not have Home Italia in these numbers, the operating margin will be positive. And the impact of Home Italia in the operating margin is about 1,400,000 reais.
Okay, great. And the second question regarding the machine tool segment, if we were to imagine that FX rate will continue on the current levels, is this the level of gross margin that we are likely to see from now on for the machine tool segment?
No, I think we if the currency becomes as it is, it probably will keep pressure in margins. But if we look specifically at this division, we had this quarter a lower revenue. If we are able to get more revenue, if we are able to increase the volume and we ship more machines in a quarter, I'm confident that we will be able to dilute some of the fixed costs that there is in the gross sales, in the gross margin, impacting gross margin, and probably we will see at least a better gross margin than the one that we reported this quarter. But for that, we need more volume.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me, our next question comes from Mr. Luis Valarino with Citigroup.
Yeah, hi, good morning, everyone. Thanks for the call. So I was wondering if you can maybe tell us a little bit more on the margins on the foundry, on the rough machine cast business. We're seeing an improvement in the capacity utilization. How sustainable is that improvement in view of your new orders and whatever you're seeing in terms of new orders so far the second quarter, and what sort of margin could we expect? Basically we saw a relatively low gross margin, probably because of cost, but how is this environment going right now? And in general, if you can, second question, if you can basically update your general guidance or your general view for the company for this year. Thanks.
I will talk about the foundry, the business unit, the foundry. I think the gross margin, the foundry, this quarter have been impacted by depreciation, which was more or less 2.4 million reais against almost 800,000 reais in the first quarter of 2010. A big shift in depreciation expenses in the foundry, mainly because we have been using the new foundry more intensive, and it permit us to have this depreciation, or actually we should be depreciating as we are using that. This have been impact the gross margin as well as the operating margin. But yes, with the new orders that comes, and our expectation is start to have capacity utilization over 2011 in the foundry around 65 to 70% of capacity utilization against 50% in last year, which probably will bring us a better margin. The EBITDA margin in this division, it is already 3.1%, which is still very low based on our expectation, but with more orders and more volume in this division, and looks like based on the order entry that that's going to happen in 2011, we hope have better margins, better operating margin, EBITDA margin, in fact, over the next quarters. The overall guidance, we are not changing this quarter. It's too early. It's very important, the second quarter for us. We have the fairs that will happen in May. The plastic, it is in the beginning of May. The machine tools fair, it is in end of May. And these two fairs will bring us a better view about the year of 2011 and will give us a better view in terms of guidance. The guidance that we gave in 2010, they are a huge amplitude in terms of range, and it is still valid for now, and we will be thinking and review that just after the second quarter when we have a better picture of 2011.
Great, thanks, Cassiano. And one more question. Several utilities in Brazil. Sorry? Okay, just a further question. Several utilities in Brazil have been announcing wind power projects. Some of them have been even naming some companies as suppliers. What sort of impact do you expect from that? I mean, have you been in talks with these companies for these wind power projects, or is it too early still to tell? What can you tell us about it?
How it works? We do heavy parts for the wind power generator, for the wind power farm. We supply to suppliers, which will supply for who won the auction or for who have the best bet in the auction. These guys, they have been installing in Brazil now. We have new players here in the wind power, which means that we are in a good position to supply for these players, for these companies. We are very confident that the wind power will grow in Brazil. It looks like that it is something that the government is looking close, and at least for 2011, 2012, we probably already has a better picture that the country will be consuming this part because of the installation of the wind farms throughout Brazil. And there is one thing that is important. All these equipment, they must have local content. It means that parts of this equipment must be produced in Brazil. And probably the casting, which it is heavy and not easy to be moving from other parts or other sides of the world, probably the casting will be done in Brazil, and there we are well positioned to be supplying that for these customers. We have, during 2010, developed this customer, doing prototype, and now in 2011 we start to supply that.
Luis, only to add something to Cassiano's comments is the requirement for local content is if the project is financed by BNDES. This is the only position in which local content is required. And most of the project that's going to be implemented in the next years, they are financed by BNDES. The second comment is related to the cycle of the supply of these parts. These parts are larger parts, is technical parts, weight, and take time to develop the prototype. So most of the deliveries that we're going to be doing in 2011 refers to the prototypes and the process development that we did in 2010. And now, during 2011, we are also develop another prototype in which we still, and we think and we believe that our position in this market is going to grow, and we think there are real good opportunity in this business for us.
Great, thank you, Cassiano. Thank you, Livaldo.
Thank you, Luis.
Excuse me, our next question comes from Mr. Augusto Insiki with Morgan Stanley.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Just a couple quick questions. Firstly, have you guys been having any impact of rising raw material prices for your items, and maybe that was part of the gross margin this quarter? And secondly, if you could tell us what your capacity utilization is in your segments, and what you expect that it could be given the rise you had in the backlog this quarter. And one last question, really quickly. Which segment has been the most impacted by rising competition? And thank you.
Thank you, Augusto. Well, talking about the raw material, no, we didn't see in this quarter an impact in raw material. Our raw material or our outsourcing and level of items or inputs that we have is very broad. In one machine, there is more than 2,000 items, and there is part of these items are imported. And in this case, we saw actually a deflation. We are paying less. And from the domestic raw material, not big changes, not big impact in terms of increasing prices. In terms of capacity utilization, it has been more flat, the capacity utilization through the quarters in the machinery business. We are around 70 to 75% capacity utilization, and the growth in this utilization, it depends about our projection and our program of production, which keeps growing smoothly, and so far the capacity utilization in the machinery business, it is around 70 to 75%. It's not very easy to measure that because we are very integrated. Then we may have one bottleneck in one part of the manufacturing, but in overall it is about 70 to 75%. In the casting business, last year we ran an average 50% capacity. This year our expectation it is to run in average 65 to 70% capacity. I missed something?
And that was very helpful. And the last question was just of your three segments, which one has been the most impacted by increased competition from imports?
Sure, the most impacted one, it is the plastic processing machines division. Even if we don't see a huge change in the margin in this division, we see the order entry not so strong in this division as it is in machine tools and in the casting business, and the main reason it is because the currency becomes stronger and the competition becomes stronger every day.
I see. So in plastic, you have the most impact to volume and maybe perhaps the largest decrease, discounts to your list price?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder to pose a question, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. Divaldo dos Santos, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statements.
Okay, thank you again for being with us at this time, and I hope to have you in our next earnings releasing call. Again, good day for all. Bye.
That does conclude our Homies first quarter 11 earnings release conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.